True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about that?
The Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The soy sauce blue ramen.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Hello, Paige. Is there breaking news yet about how to say ramen? Do we know yet?
No, not yet.
Coming back up. Did Looper respond in the...
He was saying ramen in the Facebook chat.
Ramen.
It's correct, because I asked someone from Korea if that's right.
What? He is Korean, Luby, South Korean.
Yeah.
/ Pickens Countyan, so...
Were you talking to a North Korean or a South Korean?
I didn't ask her.
Because I know a West Korean.
Which Korean she leaned towards?
West Korean.
Yeah, I know a West Korean. He introduced me to the East Korean that you know.
Maybe she was talking to Sumtor.
It's because of the pronunciation of R's and L's with the
L's. Okay, so that goes back to the thing about the thing yesterday. Oh, that was off the air. We're talking about, I didn't know what Ruru Ramen was, but now we know.
Okay.
All right,
then. Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, we begin with Hulk Hogan. He left a $5 million estate to only one beneficiary.
Oh. Sky.
It's got to be, right?
It's got to be.
No.
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 It's not Sky.
Hand to God, I don't know.
Well, you know it's not Brooke.
Not counting $11 million in real estate.
It's going to be Ed Leslie.
Hey, it ain't Bubba.
Son Butcher. Nick is the sole beneficiary.
Damn.
His daughter Brooke asked to be removed from her father's will a few years ago. So.
Wow. So what everybody thought was that Sky, the third wife, I think, who's keeping count?
Third wife.
She was listed. Go ahead.
Well, everybody thought she was going to get everything and then in turn give this, which $5 million is fine, but I mean, he's Hulk Hogan. Like, right? Like, you don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he had some, he had to give like 80% of his wealth to Linda that time. And
a lot of surgeries.
A lot of surgery.
I don't know if I'm going to wait and see what Paige says, but I saw something interesting. She might have it.
Go.
But,
okay, so here's the deal. Sky was listed as a surviving spouse, which means she may have rights to a portion of the estate. And his final will was drafted before they were married. So he has two homes next to each other in Clearwater, Florida, and they're combined with the worth of $11 million. So
while he doesn't do family law, we have an attorney in here right now. Rob Inario, what are your thoughts on that? She's a surviving widow, but she was not named in the will.
So, caveat, I don't practice probate law, so I'm a little rusty on this. But if they were married, she would have a claim to a portion of the estate, I think up to 50%, unless she was specifically excluded in the will. That's why sometimes you wonder why a person gets left a dollar. It's not just an F you to that person. It's specifically saying,
they can't fight.
I put effort into thinking about you. Mm-hmm. I didn't forget about you. I don't want you to have anything.
Yeah.
So if he didn't go back and modify his will after they were married, under probate code, which is more or less the same across America, she would have a right to claim something.
Because I know somebody who had a great aunt that thought, you know, in their mind, they thought they were going to, you know, be in on the thing. And they got a station wagon. And not like a, I mean, are there any new station wagons? I don't think they make them. Do they
still? There are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're.
But this was like a, you know, some kind of old Oldsmobile station wagon.
Oldsmobile.
And it was a way of saying, and you can't get more because I'm leaving you this old station wagon.
Yep.
Well, okay, so Brooke took her name off it because she says she didn't want the legal fight. But, I mean, could she come back and contest it afterwards?
If she's not on the will, no.
If she gets a good lawyer, it might be able to go back because an argument could be made that at that point in time, Hulk had his intentions of what he wanted to go where and comply with family directives. But at the time, Brooke took herself out of the will. Had Hulk remarried?
Mm-mm.
If he hadn't,
okay.
And then the spouse uses that to come in, then Brooke could also argue invalidity of the will, and it's going to turn into an absolute nightmare.
God, and again, $5 million, but over $5 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the $11 million in real estate is going to make it lucrative.
Why would you take your name off it if you have people fighting it for you?
Because she was doing it as he didn't. You know, that's even interesting. You read the comments about when all that happened. People have in their mind, like, why he didn't agree with the relationship.
Like, I know they had a falling out.
Yeah, but it wasn't like what people speculated about.
But
he just didn't like the guy, didn't think he was right for her. But it turns out the guy was actually pretty good, I guess. I don't know.
She asked to be removed from her father's will a few years ago because she didn't trust the people around her father and didn't want to get caught up in a financial battle when he died.
And she outed.
So that's what she doesn't want to do.
The Scientology stuff, too. She's like, hey, again, I don't know.
Fatboy's
made me scared
that.
To say anything about him, but I'm just going to say what she said was that a lot of the times they will try to interject themselves into situations like that to get things for, you know, the church.
You know, he had, I saw, a $250,000 in crypto. Don't know what he had as far as BTC or LTC or any of that stuff, but
ETH.
Yeah, he had a robust crypto portfolio.
Yeah. So this is what we got to find out. The company that owned Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer is Liquid Opportunities, which is a great name.
It is.
That's a great name.
Well, but I want to like see who.
I want to see who owns that now. I bet it's going to be like.
So, plus, we're talking about his future stakes in the ventures he had with Bischoff that were already signed and about to happen, like the Amateur Wrestling League, which, as far as I know, is still on track.
So but it Vince, wasn't that like they had a 16,000 person arena and they sold 300 tickets.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't on track.
But they had a TV deal, right?
What does that mean anymore?
I don't
mean,
even
like,
know.
I'm not saying this mean, but like you can watch Paige's movie on Tubi.
Yep.
Like, I mean, to say that you're on TV now, what does
that
mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
No, I don't want to say, that's pretty damn big that your movie's on there. But I'm saying, like, we got a TV
deal. She doesn't.
Remember the guy that came in the old studio 5-6 years ago said that they had a camera crew with him. We're filming this.
I'll never forget that because he took a dump and ran everybody out.
Yeah. I mean, and the guy that told us the name of it, and we're playing up to him like this. And there was a pilot for a show they were trying to sell. Never sold it.
Nope.
He came in here and just like took over because we were like, ooh, we're going to get on History Channel or whatever the hell it was. TLC, I don't remember.
So let me ask
you. He was a nice guy, but it was just press. It was just. The only reason he was in is because he was going to a reality show, and he wasn't.
Is the person who files the probate papers first, is that the person that can... I don't know
the
how
executor
long,
of the will, right?
Is that the person that can get any money that's out there that maybe, you know, like the coins or whatever that...
There would be an executor, which in South Carolina we call a personal representative, and the personal representative that's named in the will is going to have the easiest time administrating the will because they're named in it. And then they can, for the sake of example, divvy out assets to kids as the will is instructed, but the executor would be going back and forth between the courthouse, signing over titles and deeds and acting on behalf of the estate. If it's somebody that is not named in the will and then they want to challenge it,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot more complicated. Where this becomes a real nightmare is, what if you name the executor and it's a person that
is dead,
decides they want to screw the other heirs you mentioned? Then the executor can start manipulating things a little bit easier. So the named executor, again, personal representative in South Carolina, has the easiest time controlling the will. So it's not necessarily a race to the courthouse to see who files first. It's whoever is named in the will as the executor.
So power of attorney doesn't mean crap.
Power of attorney is, well, somebody's still alive.
This is easier if it's one person, too. I knew a situation where there were three personal representatives.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to have one person. And you probably do need to find an attorney and get a will, because whether you know it or not, you have a will. It's just the one dictated by the government. And if you don't like
especially
how they're going to
distribute... in all caps.
So
don't get me started on that.
No. Part of Hulk's deal was his IP, his intellectual property.
Oh, yeah.
But now, how does that mesh with WWE going forward? As far as what they use.
They still run the commercials, though. That's strange to me. Again, I know Jimmy Dean still sells breakfast sausages after being dead for many years, but it's weird that someone who recently passed is now drinker beer. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Because I would imagine Nick Hogan, Bolea, knowing what we know about him, possibly could, you know, exploit these for a little bit, you know, keep this stuff going. Like Prince's estate, you know, it all went to hell. Everything got licensed.
Well, that's why I was wondering who has the final say, because I know in a situation where somebody was given money, but a family member spent the money.
Yeah, there's a lot of situations like that.
Yeah.
And usually by the time the rest of the family figures it out, the money's all gone.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's got to be a stiff penalty, right? Because doesn't all this sit in like an escrow, for lack of a better term?
It's supposed to, but I don't really. You can sue somebody to get money back, but how do you get money that's already been spent?
Yeah, if all the cars and the house is sold and everything's gone.
Yeah, I've seen families torn apart over not having a will, or, you know, for some reason when people have a will, they think it's some sort of big secret and you're not supposed to know, and it's like a lottery ticket that you scratch off after death, and that's crap. When you have a will, you need to make sure that your personal representative knows that they're going to be the personal representative and they're okay accepting that level of responsibility. And also that person knows, I want you to get the cars. I want you to get the land. I want this kid to get everything in the accounts. And have that discussion with everybody so everybody knows what's happening. Because if nobody knows, I know I've heard people think they were going to get millions of dollars and they get that station wagon. And they said, Daddy told me I was getting millions of dollars, and I only got this station wagon, so I'm going to fight. If you're going to screw your kid, you tell them, look, you're only getting the station wagon.
Yeah.
This is why. I'm not dead yet. Change my mind. Maybe I can rewrite my will. For some reason, we treat wills as lottery tickets. We don't scratch off until people die, and that's not the way it should be.
Damn.
No, that's profound, but that is a good show idea, too.
I know. I was sitting there thinking, that'd be something good to talk about one day. By the way, the owner of Liquid Opportunities Incorporated, which is a basically like a small batch brewery, which I think it's more than private label, but nevertheless, he's the former CEO behind the brains behind Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, that took off.
Yeah. It's harder now than ever, I think. They must have mixed it with Frank Thomas's pills.
Hogan's
start competing with Dixon Cider.
Hard Dixon Cider.
Good drink.
You know what? Can we revisit?
We can.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Hit that button there.
I'm trying.
Let Rob
you can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Oh, this is fine. Okay. I was just, again, assessing myself for my rejoins.
Horse. That was a horsey.
Cowboy S.
Mm. Oh, Hangman.
Hangman. Hanger.
Hanger.
I like, what's up, Hanger?
I saw there was a big turn. I don't want to ruin it.
I didn't watch it, so don't
tell
me.
I didn't either. I saw there was a big turn in AEW, and I clicked off it. Like, oh. I don't want to know.
You know, that's one thing that that aggravates me. I don't watch it live anymore, just various reasons. I mean, like all of them, AEW, WWE. Yeah. I won't watch them. But if you follow the brands or whatever on social media, they give it away. Like, for instance, the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Why do the rebroadcast of the pay-per-views? Like, I'm just going to get on my Instagram and find out. Roman, oh, damn it, I screwed up my joke. Ramin, what, how'd you say it?
Ramin
Reigns won, or whatever. They give it away, but it's that, well, we got to get that virality instantaneously, but they're going after the new fans in hopes of going after new fans, but taking a dump all over their current ones.
You know who's good about that? Because I'll get some antsy sometimes, and I'll message old Wheeler, old Cash, and I'll say, hey, what's going on? He's like, I can't tell you, but you're going to want to watch it. It's like, ah, oh, it's good. I don't like it. Don't spoil it for me.
The soy sauce blue ramyun.
Ramyun.
Okay, so Attorney Rob Inario, you know, it's crazy. I actually... I went to the bathroom earlier, had a little situation in there, and I called Rob.
Oh,
and he said, that's not the kind of bad time I was talking about.
No. Jeez.
I was afraid my stallmate was going to sue me.
Stallmate? No, you could have.
I did joke earlier, I was sitting between you two guys, so I'm in the gas chamber.
Oh, you know what? We're surprisingly, normal today.
I know, thank you.
Yeah, it's just, not because you're
only
a guest.
The chair today. It's just...
It's had a banana too, so it might get something going.
Yeah,
that potassium gets you real.
That's
good.
That's why the wall's brown back there.
God, it does have a little tint to it.
Smoker's tint to it.
It almost looks like it's holding a baseball bat. All right, so get out of here with that. You, Fat Boy, were asking Rob something off there. I said, man, save that for the radio because that's good because.
Well, we got text about it too the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they knew Rob was coming in, so they said, ask him when he comes in. So earlier in the week, I forgot the guy's name. Was he anonymous, maybe?
Yeah, I think he was.
They got.
Oh, yeah, Rob heard it.
Oh, okay.
But you say it for the audience, though.
Yeah, so he and his girl would drink together and they would fight. She would beat him up. And then somebody had the idea for the guy to record it when it was going on. But the question people had was, did the audio rules apply as far as like a. You have to tell them you're going to record them.
Now, South Carolina is a one-party state. So what that means is I could...
Can't do pimps and hoes parties no more.
I mean...
Yeah, bring those back.
Even the hoes want them to come back.
In this day and age, everything's going to get taken out of context.
Amen. They might as well just go against the curve and go upstream.
But we're a one-party state, so if I put a camera in here and didn't tell any of y'all, it is legal for me to record because I'm one of the parties being recorded.
Why have we waited this long to ask him that?
If I step out and I go to the bathroom and I'm no longer in here and you don't know that you're being recorded, then it becomes illegal.
Oh, okay. That's like a wiretap situation, right? Like it has to be pertinent to, or you have to, maybe not.
Like if it's at your work per se, like because they own the building and the office, they could listen to you off the air and...
Makes sense now. Good. I did not know that you had to presently be there the entire time.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so if I walk out right now, they could not use anything against me in court.
Correct.
But they could hear it and draw their own judgment.
Well,
the Constitution. What if I ask my boss, Mark Hendricks, do you guys listen? Does he have to tell me?
Oh, that's good.
Not really.
Damn.
So,
yeah.
The Constitution applies to government. The freedom of speech means the government will allow you to speak. If you say something that I don't like, I have the ability to deny you entry into my business, like the cake store. Things like
in
that.
The
Constitution. How is your cake store doing? Is it doing good?
Hate to say it, it went under.
Ordinary cakes were great.
Yeah. Started moving Fat Boy pies, though. They're delicious, mostly whipped cream.
Fatty pies.
Yeah. Fatty pies.
The cream pies. People love them.
They go crazy for them ding dongs too.
So if the radio station was to record or somebody else was to record, then it becomes more of a question of admissibility in court proceedings. And then even more than that.
Say it in regular words.
They could listen to it. They could hear what you had to say, whether or not they could use it against you in court.
Yeah.
We have the rules of procedure that keep certain evidence in and out, but if I know what I'm trying to get in, and if I know that I can't get it in under normal circumstances, you, quote unquote, open up the door. You get somebody to bring up a point in testimony that's relevant. Like if in a trial we're not supposed to bring up gang violence, but...
Why? Why is that not pertinent?
Because if somebody's associated with a gang... Even if they're a gang member, they still have a presumption of innocence. But the affiliation with the gang might make them more likely to do it.
But yet they'll go search somebody's Google search history, and that because you search for it, that means you're into it.
Yep.
You're
but right? If I put my client on the stand and he said, that particular day I wasn't part of the gang, I was at home with grandma, boom, now we've brought in gang activity and
he cares about his grandma.
Things can start coming in. So. Wow. There's a chess game that goes in. The question, like the information that they would get from an illegal recording will still be known, and they could get to what they wanted to out of it. They just might have to go through different channels. But if you know what you're looking for, it's pretty easy to find.
So they don't have to put up a sign. Let's not say it's here at Wonderful Odyssey
wouldn't
University.
Do that here.
This makes it a little more complicated because we're in a room full of microphones and your job is to talk.
And I've said things before that...
All kind of things.
You would hear down the road that it made me suddenly look at these two and hear differently. Like, did they go and say something?
Like things I shouldn't hear.
Or, because there's microphones on. But so they don't have to put up a sign that says you being listened to. So what about if we...
if they're not in here, I mean, the studio is a bad example. Cause
it's an awful example.
Yeah, there's so many gray areas in here.
Brown over there?
Yeah, both brown, gray... a little bit
taupe.
Of white in the beard.
About our facial hair.
No.
Yeah. But if it was like a place of employment and they have security cameras up there,
right?
Okay, you know that you're being recorded.
Yeah.
But if it's, say, a bathroom, okay, why are you recording in a bathroom? It better be a damn good reason that you're recording in a bathroom and invading somebody's privacy. Or when we look at Airbnbs, one argument is you would want a camera in there to make sure that nobody's doing drugs or having house parties or tearing up your house. Mm-hmm. But when they rent that, they have the same expectation of privacy while in there that they would have in their own homes. So an Airbnb can have cameras outside.
Yeah.
but they can't have cameras inside the house. And if they were going to have cameras inside the house, they would need to be fully disclosed. And that's where a lot of people get in trouble, is
hiding them in them teddy bears. Yeah,
because you might be making sure that your house is not getting destroyed.
Yeah.
But you might also be surreptitiously recording
porn.
Yeah, people changing, children running through the house. You know, maybe toddlers especially.
You're going to make the cake fall.
What if in a commercial place, the camera's pointing at the bathroom door? Like this?
To find out who's going in there taking these awful dumps.
Ew.
Like, you know the old story. Hey, did you guys flush? You know that old story from this show. Like, that was...
Pointing towards the bathroom door. If it's there by the owner or occupant of the building, say like an employment situation, you're working at a business and it's facing the bathroom door.
Like here.
Or like Walmart where you have retail. That would be fine.
Yeah.
But me personally, I couldn't just go and put a camera here in this building, even though I have no association with it. I couldn't
do that.
This
is your studio, though, Cole.
I mean, it is, but my package doesn't include camera rights.
I bet your wife says different.
Hey, I got one to ask when we come back.
All right, you want to come back? And
because there's something, there's a popular one going around I want to ask Rob about getting pulled over. It's like in that kind of...
What, they don't care about weed no more?
No, there's one, like, I kind of want to ask if it's a myth or not, because it's gaining traction as far as, you know, your cell phone goes.
Okay. Is it a myth or is it a mytheth?
Because I don't know if people are spreading false information about this or not.
Yeah.
Chances are it's false if it's what I think it is.
Probably know what it is
already.
What is
your guess and no reaction? What's your guess? Because if it's not right, we'll talk about that too.
Probably something about the having to roll down a window at a traffic stop and provide ID versus just holding your ID up to the window and not cracking it or talking to the officer.
Okay, that's not what I thought.
That's not it, but I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
Okay. What I thought it was is about, there's some cops that say yes, some say no, that if you don't have your driver's license, you show them a picture of it on your phone.
Oh.
Well, that's good, too. That's not it, but that's good, too.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that and a bunch more. You about to pull a me, Rob.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Is that their extra one in there?
Forgot about this one too. Never come to see me in this dive. Paige, I'll give you $5 if you tell me who sings this. $50. $500. It stops there.
Co? I don't know.
It stopped. It's over. What'd you say?
Co.
Yeah.
Yes.
David yeah. Allen.
Yeah. She loves the pillow song.
It's about one of the few songs he has that you can play on the radio, I think.
You're right. You're absolutely right. This one's just, I'd sing this one to my grandson because he's got kind of a little mullet.
Uh-oh.
Because my long hair just can't cover up my red neck. Sing along if you know the words.
You don't tell him where you like to go eat lunch, do you, by chance? Don't sing that one to him.
No.
It's either one of them.
No. No, that's quite rude. You just brought that up, actually.
I don't know if you hit the whole Coke catalog.
No, just the prison tapes. I can sing. Oh, this is crazy.
See,
okay.
My husband liked him. That's why I kind of know
oh,
that.
Oh, I know he did.
He did.
Small fire.
She got it right, so you owe her $500.
I had already said it's over. She said co. Plus, she was talking about Suzanne Co.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
That's
yeah.
wrong. That was a cover band. Okay, so, you know, I want to figure out a way to at least do it for your schedule, Rob, like every couple months or maybe like do this because this opens up a whirlwind of stuff. I'll keep notes. Listeners will know, like when it's the All Advice show, hey, I'll call in and get advice. Hey, Rob's going to be there next whatever. I'll call in for that. Yeah. I think it could be a solid little opportunity.
Usually if I have a couple of weeks notice, yeah. 2 to 4 weeks notice, it's easy for me to block off something on my calendar. Short notice, it gets a lot tougher.
Yeah.
Advertising works. Thank you, P1 family. I do stay busy.
All right.
So busy.
Call Rob.com.
Okay. So, Fatboy, you the original thing you said.
So there's a thing going around. People are saying, as far as their cell phone, I know we just had a hands-free cell phone policy that passed in the state, and there's a grace period.
And you get to put your gun in a seatbelt.
What?
Go ahead. But, it's just a fun meme.
People are turning off their Face ID on their phones, and they're switching to a numeric code because they're saying that if you get pulled over, a cop cannot make you unlock your phone. I don't know if that's true or not.
Makes you wonder why all those celebrities still use all those old cell phones that don't have any of that. Like a lot of them still use flip phones and stuff.
They could not go into your phone without a warrant.
Okay.
But they can ask and you can give them permission to go into your phone. But if they don't have a warrant and if you're just riding home and it's a speeding stop, they're not going to be asking to go through your phone. If you get stopped and there's evidence of a serious crime, they might want to go into your phone. But especially around the upstate, most of our law enforcement agencies are pretty good, and you don't get burned twice the same time or the same way too many times. So they'll take the phone and they'll hold it and take it as evidence, and they could release it a few days later if they wanted, or they go ahead and just see put in for a search warrant and get it. So if they thought something was going on, they could technically take your phone from you, release you, go back and get a search warrant, and go into it.
Where does that stand with Apple now? Because they were not wanting to work with the government as far as giving them access to stuff.
It's still a lot harder to crack an iPhone. That's
hear that, Nick Brown?
the Apple-Android debate is a big one, but I'm not a huge fan of Apple, but to me it spoke out when they had that shooter in San Bernardino. And it took him weeks to get into his cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there is something to be said for having proprietary operating systems that aren't, you know, open for other coders to come in. So with an iPhone, it does take longer to crack, but they'll use a program called Cellebrite, and it's automated. It'll go through and it'll try a various code, and it'll try, you know, say if it locks out at 5 codes, it'll try 4. And then it'll wait 15 minutes. And then it'll try 4 more until it's on the verge of lockout. And then it'll wait until it resets. So depending upon what code it is, it could take weeks for them to crack an iPhone.
Jesus. So I didn't know if probable cause, like, you know, superseded any kind of thing with a phone or like a warrant.
You would need to have an exigent circumstance. And
I don't know what that means.
More or less like a life or death. Hospital, right?
think like a Hollywood situation. Here's the guy that wants the ransom money. You grab him. You know that the kidnapped child only has 10 minutes left to live.
Give me back my son.
It's like ransom again.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes. You know, if it was like a life or death situation, they didn't have time for a warrant, they could go into that phone.
So
but
it's just,
they're not going to be able to crack that phone unless somebody gives them the code. And you can waive that at any waive your right to a warrant at any point in time. They say, hey, give us the code. We need to save this little kid. And you give them the code, and they can go in. So I don't know what life or death situation there would be legitimately where you'd have somebody that was not cooperating, where an officer would have justification to crack the phone and the ability to do so.
You know, it's not, you know how some people are as far as like, they just don't want to give in. You know, the cop could make your life a living hell if you wanted to, I guess.
Well, it's like I've always said, you know, as you know, Rob, being friends for years, I loved, I haven't watched in a while, I haven't watched much TV, but like Live PD and Cops and all that. And then when they'd pull somebody over, and I say this to cop friends, that it's a new show I'm working on. It's taking the fun from Ross and Rachel and combining it with real life crimes. It's called Cops Friends.
That's interesting.
But I've asked my cop friends, I'm like, when you go up to somebody and you walk up to the car, you pulled them over, he said, why do you look so nervous? Because the blue lights just went off and scared the balls off me. I might be innocent as crap, but that's why I'm nervous, because I just got pulled over. So I always think that's kind of a, if you say well, you don't have a warrant to look at my phone, that a lot of people would say, why do you, what are you hiding? Well, I'm not hiding anything. I just don't, you don't have the right to do it. So it's a selection of words, I think, that kind of make that carry weight.
Yeah.
If that made any sense at all.
Yeah, I run an ad, be nice to cops, because when you make their job easier, you make my job easier. That doesn't mean hand them over all of the evidence, but you could say, instead of, F you, pig, I'm not giving you my phone.
I don't do that.
It could be, no, sir, I have a constitutional right. I'm not. If you can get a warrant, I'd be happy to comply. I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm exercising my rights.
Right.
And if you take a different approach to it, and I have the same conversation with police officers as I do clients, so I'm not saying that one side's better than the other, but...
I've noticed you don't say cop, you say police officers. Is that bad? Cop and not good?
No.
I know fuzz is not appreciated.
No, I really don't know why.
I don't know
never
why.
I noticed
either.
That.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if they like that or not.
They
cop.
Definitely don't like pig.
I know. Who
I mean, that is a.
I don't like it. I hear
that is a good
day.
Way to get every possible charge that you can get out of that traffic stop.
Wow.
But if you have a pleasant interaction, or even sometimes police officers, when I have a client that takes a breathalyzer, they get indignant because they say, "I want a lawyer," and the officer says, "You're not getting a lawyer." That just continues to make my client more and more agitated.
Right.
Yeah.
If the officer said, according to the South Carolina Supreme Court, you do not have a right to a lawyer at this time due to the nature of toxicology and the way that the blood alcohol evaporates over time, you do not have a right to a lawyer. However, if you look in that corner, this is mandatory to be required. The entire process, all the records for this machine are available. When you get a lawyer, he can take a look at everything and make sure I did it right. And then that's not the cop being a butthole and denying my client a lawyer. The cop saying, you just don't have one at this point. It's not me being a butthole. It's simply...
Dick if you want to.
Yeah, it's not me being a dick. It's simply...
I see the dim butthole.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't be a good cop because, you know, when the guy says... I pull him over and he says, like, you know, I get my phone. I'm like, hang on, smartass. I'll get a warrant right now, by God.
Where are you at, officer? Fat boy, Krispy Kreme?
All right, screw this. This is too much work. Slow down now.
Right, what you got in that wallet right there? I see a couple $3 bills. Maybe you could throw them my way.
Jug bucks.
What you got in that bag?
Jug buck a cup.
Jug bucks. Oh my God!
Why has he never done jug bucks?
Jug. I know you listen because you were cracking up here and fussing.
I keep it here for good luck. I'm a jug buck.
Jug buck.
It's actually counterfeit money, Rob. So don't arrest me.
I don't have the authority. As a citizen, and I don't want to get involved with that.
oh my God.
Fat boy, where are we at on what do you think?
We'll take a little break.
We'll take a break and then come back and more with attorney Rob Inario and you and me and Fat Boy and Paige. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys, RiseGuys.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.